Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving a microphone,
dressed like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
help
me please.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. You know, this week I've just been on it. So today is no different. I'm telling you, I've just reinvigorated myself. I'm more determined to share the principles of success. I'm more determined to help and guide and teach as many people as I can the things that I've learned. And I mean, man, I've been through it. I have really been through it. I kid you not. You know, I used to say, okay, God, you know, why is all this happening to me? But as I've gotten older, I understand that was the ingredients. I needed the ingredients to be this cake. I needed all those ingredients stirred up. I need all of that different flavors, the stuff that I didn't think tastes so good. All that stuff had to come into the bowl in order for me to get to where I am today. As much as I did not like the taste of the ingredients, little did I know God was making this cake, not me. But what he did was, and you've heard the old saying, God could turn lemons into lemonade. Well, that's what he was doing. Now, at the time, it all had a little funky lemonade, lemony flavor to it with some other stuff in it, too. I didn't care for it, but little did I know that I needed everything that happened to me to happen to me in the exact order that it happened and the exact array of things that happened for me to have the knowledge I have today, the experience, the attitude, so I could turn around and share that information. Okay, got that out the way? This is what I want to give to you today. I want you to understand something, that discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You've heard me say this how many times on the show? Okay, here we go again, Steve. I got it. Faith without works is dead. But let me tell you something. To be a hard worker, you got to be disciplined. That's one of the hardest lessons I'm trying to get through to my sons. You're going to throw yourself down a cliff if you're not a young man or a man that possesses discipline. Because they got something for undisciplined people. They got some street laws for undisciplined people, and they got some federal laws and state laws for undisciplined people. So that's why them signs is outside on the freeway. We're going to let you go fast, but 70 is the limit. 70 fast enough, really. If you're disciplined enough of a person to leave your house at the time you're supposed to leave your house, 70 miles per hour is absolutely enough. But if you're an undisciplined person, if you don't have the wherewithal to leave your house on time, to get ready to go where you want to go, see, the desire is where you want to go. The discipline is how you get there. You understand? You can want to go to see your family in California all you want, but the flight leaves at 1:18. You leave your house at 12:30. They told you you must check in 1 hour before your flight. Now, if you ain't got the discipline to get to the airport to check in 1 hour before your flight, leaving your house 45 minutes before the flight departs, what you think gonna happen? Your desire to go see your family in L.A. is going to be thwarted because you lack the discipline to prepare yourself and get yourself ready to do the things that you have to do to make your desires come true. I'm telling you, discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can write down a list of stuff you want to do all day, but if you don't produce and show the discipline necessary to get there, what you think gonna happen? Huh? Okay, I want to be rich. Okay, I want to make $400,000 a year. Okay, I want to be the best player that there is. Okay, but you don't want practice. See, the cat that's disciplined enough to show up at practice, that's shooting jumpers when everybody going home, that's the guy that's going to be the best. The guy that's never late for practice, the guy that studied the playbook, that's the guy that's going to make it. Not the guy that's talking crack. I'm talking that smack. I'm going to make the Pro Bowl. I'm going to make the All-Star team. I'm going to be All-American. That's just what you're saying. But discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. So now let's talk about this discipline. What is that really, Steve? That's your work ethic. That's your hunger. That's your will. Discipline is how hard you're willing to demonstrate the attributes and the traits to be what you want to be. Did you hear me? It is your willingness to conduct yourself in a manner that is above and beyond what they say is necessary. Now, this is a good example right here. Now, you can want to be in the NFL all you want, but they got this thing called the NFL Combines, where they bring in some of the top players at every position to come in, and they're going to run a 40-yard dash. They're going to do a standing broad jump. They're going to do a standing vertical leap. They're going to do drills, running drills, cutting drills. They can determine if a linebacker got stiff hips by making him backpedal, point him in one direction, and throw the football in another direction. How does he turn his body? Now, you can say, you can tell everybody at your college you won't play pro football. You can tell everybody at your high school. You can tell them in Pee Wee you won't play pro football. But they got tests for you, though. It's called the combines. Now, you get out here and you have a bad combine day, ain't nobody trying to hear that. Let me tell you how excuses don't work with people when they just trying to get, when they trying to win. In the NFL, the fact that you had a bad day at the combine and you don't run your best 40s and you keep telling them you could do better, they don't want to hear that. Because see, what ain't nobody going to pay you for is to play on Sunday, and that's one of your bad days. We paying you to play on Sundays. But because you keep having these bad days, because you ain't disciplined enough to put in the work to make sure that your maximum can be called upon at any time. Now, you at the combine with some slow times that go on your record. You at the combine, you don't jump as high as you did when you was at the gym class. Well, hold up, man. This is show day. Now, in the NFL, Sunday is show day. What they can't run the risk of is paying you your money, and your bad day happened to be on Sundays after we done cut your check. No, no, no. We looking for people who limit them bad days, who got the discipline to work hard, to make an effort for it. You understand what I'm saying to you, folks? Please understand this. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire. You can want it all you want, but if you ain't working, if you ain't grinding, if you ain't hurting, if you ain't sweating real bad, if you always somewhere got to chill, you got to have a cold one. You got to smoke one. You got to do all them things. Can I tell you something? You ain't going to make it. Discipline determines your destiny, not your desire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around the radio. We're about to begin the fabulous Steve Harvey Morning Show. We've decided to do it this way because we've never done it this way before. Simply put, he don't like doing nothing the same every day.
Facts. That's all it is, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That took a lot out of you.
Are you exhausted?
Yeah. You know when you're trying to have a lot of energy, but you know you ain't. But you got to because they counting on you. And the show must go on. That's why I am this morning. Shirley Strawberry Collar, for real. Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica. One and only Junior, whose real name is Kill Space. He's married now. He's going through some things. The legend is back, ladies and gentlemen. One and only nephew Tommy back in the building. And I'm riding high. Yeah. Still your boy. What's going on? Well, Junior?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, what is it today, sir? How can I help?
Hey, let me ask you this, Uncle. You know, when you get up in the morning and, you know, you when you marry and everything, is
excuse
it important?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. When y'all get up in the morning, when we get up in the morning,
We have told you about these pronouns.
I am really working on it, but I just want you to understand.
Okay,
I
go ahead.
Asking Unc just about how he do it, make sure I got the right approach.
Okay, go ahead.
When we get up in the morning, you have to be positive about your marriage every single day. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you have
must
to be,
keep a great attitude about this.
You have to be positive. They you might not be waking up positive, but you have to.
Okay, that's my job.
Yeah. Well,
it's a one-way street.
Well, it's like this. If you don't make that your job, both y'all can't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Both y'all can't wake up and something's wrong. So I always make sure that I'm the cheery person. I'm very fortunate in that it's the direct opposite in my marriage. I'm married to the happiest person in the world. If she could throw a carnival every day, she would. She really would. I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's kind of aggravating a little bit. I'm actually married to a woman who climbs out of a giant wooden barrel with a lid on it, and it's filled with monkeys.
Aww,
and they
happy.
Just start.
I got it. That's my job. Stay positive.
And it's your job to stay positive, just in case. Now, if she wakes up positive, you got the ball game. But if she don't wake up positive, you can sort of be on the other side of the fence. You feel me?
Got you. I got it now. I'm good.
Oh, I know you're saying you got it.
This 6 months right here. I know 6 months when I see it. This 6 months.
Tommy, I was going to say, what's that look on your face, Tommy?
This 6 months, he already waking up like this. This don't make no sense.
Yeah. I just
already?
Asked. I just you asked. Make sure.
Annulment. Is that what you're doing?
Tommy, 6 months. Junior is advanced married. Soon as Junior got married, he had the whole enchilada. He didn't build the burrito. He got the whole enchilada.
What do you mean?
His stuff.
Why it sound like this Junior's third marriage, though? Why it sound
hello.
Like
this? Hello.
Hey, listen, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew is back. He's going to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. The nephew is back to run it back. What you got for us, nephew?
Let me see what I got, Shirley. Shirley, I got colorful adoptions.
Oh.
Colorful adoptions. You get a white kid and you get a white kid and you get a white kid. Yeah. I work for colorful adoption. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Valerie.
This is she.
Hi, Valerie. Listen, my name is Kadeem. I'm from Adoptions. I'm giving you a call. I'm sure you're aware that we're coming by tomorrow, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for being a part of this adoption thing for Black History. We really greatly appreciate what you're doing. We want you to know that we have you scheduled tomorrow that we're going to drop two Caucasian kids off at your household. And, hello?
You're going to drop them off at my house?
Right. Are you familiar with what's going on with colorful adoptions?
No.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Your name has been submitted to us that you are volunteering to take in two Caucasian kids here during Black History Month. And you're going to teach them as much as you can about Black history for a week. They're going to be with you for 7 days. How many rooms do you have in your apartment so we can make sure that the kids have adequate space?
Okay. Can you tell me who submitted my name?
Ma'am, can you tell me, do you guys have a back door so that, you know, there's an access front entrance and back entrance? I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from again?
I am calling from Adoptions. But I do need to know... Will the kids have transportation? Do you have a vehicle that is definitely yours?
No, the kids won't have transportation. I'm sorry. You're asking me, no. Who are you again? And
My name is Kadeem, ma'am. I'm calling for adoptions.
Okay. And who submitted my information to
ma'am,
you?
Ma'am, do you have adequate space to accommodate the children?
No. Who submitted my name to you to say that I was going to take two more?
Ma'am, I'm asking you, do you have adequate space and are you going to be having enough food to, you know, for the food for the kids to be?
No, because I have three children. I'm trying to feed these three over here. And no, I don't have enough food to feed two more children. Now, you're calling me and who gave you my information?
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you another time. How many bedrooms do you have in your apartment unit so we can make sure that the kids are accommodated properly?
No, don't bring any kids to my house. I don't care what color they are and what you need. Who submitted my information to you?
Okay, ma'am, let me ask you something. How long have you been on your job?
What the f***? Oh, no. Hell no.
I mean, your name has been submitted by...
Okay, what you... But say, I'm not interested. You know what will happen if you drop two kids off, two white kids off, at my house?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, no, we're not, no. That's okay. I don't have time. I work 10 hours a day. I don't have time for that. You know, it's okay. You can drop your, you know what's going to happen to them if you drop them off, but they going to be right where you dropped them off at when you come back to get them next week.
Okay, ma'am, right there. Somebody has submitted your name that you don't mind volunteering to take
your children. You can take them to the who submitted my name. Take them to that. I don't need them.
Okay.
I don't need them. I work 10 hours a day. Take them to whoever submitted. How about you take them?
I work for the agency, ma'am. I'm here to try and get these kids a great place to get educated. And...
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm not going to say no about it. No, thank you. And whoever told you this, take them to that. I have three children of my own I'm taking care of. Who the will tell you that?
Well, I don't know exactly who submitted your name. All I know is that they said that you would be good as far as taking care of the children and teaching them about Black history.
Kids to them. Who told you that?
Ma'am, I don't. You know, like I said, I'm working here at Adoptions, and I'm.
Yeah, I don't know who you work for, and. I have three kids of my own. I work 10 hours a day. That's the I'm teaching about Black History Month.
Okay. Is it a problem teaching two more children and two Caucasian children who probably don't know as much about Black history?
It is a problem. I work 10 hours a day. I got three I'm trying to feed on my own. What? You need to take them children to that who told you to bring them to me. How about that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm not at liberty to give out the names on who exactly submitted your name.
I want the name of the Black who told you to bring some kids to my house. I don't even care about the kid's wife. I want the name of the that told you that. That's what I want.
Ma'am, I don't have their names in front of me. I don't.
Who the told you to bring these two kids to my house?
Ma'am, like I said, I don't know who told me that. All I know is we're scheduled to drop them off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, what kind of... They're going to be out there when you come back to get them. I didn't sign up for any more kids. Give me the name of the person who told you to bring me to
I don't have the name in front of me, and actually I'm not at liberty to let you know who submitted your name. All I know is we're scheduled to drop two kids off at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Did you not hear what the I've been asking you? How the sign me up to bring two white kids? I don't even have a problem with the kids being white. They could be Mexican, Asian. That's not the point. Who the gave you my
name? Ma'am, I don't know who submitted your name. I don't know that.
Oh, no. You got to know who gave you my information because ain't nobody been to my house.
All I know is, ma'am, I'm scheduled to bring those kids over there at 10 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Oh, that's... Who the told you that? Hey, don't bring no kids to my house. I don't even care if they white. Just don't bring two more kids to my house, period. Period.
I will see you in the morning, Miss Valerie, okay?
In the morning,
I have one more thing I need to tell you about tomorrow. Are you listening?
You.
Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening. You say whatever the you have to say to me right now.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker named
morning
show. All right, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, some entertainment news. Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka's affair reportedly was discovered on the Ring doorbell security system. What? We'll talk
there.
About that.
Huh?
Oh, you don't know how to cheat.
No. Just the worst cheater.
Plus, NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre, I'm sure you guys have heard about this story, could be in some serious trouble with his participation in the Mississippi Welfare Fund scandal. And we're going to talk about all of this at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, right now. Stacy in Missouri City writes, I'm a 38-year-old divorced woman, and I have a 14-year-old son that is trying to hook me up with his coach. I don't like the man because he's shorter than I am. He's a great guy, and my son obviously loves him, but I'm not attracted to him. How do I let this man down gently so he won't resent my son, CLO? Mm.
Well, that's not the way it works. There's nothing that says he'll resent the son. Your son is going to be disappointed because obviously the coach has filled a role as a father figure, and he is a great guy. You're not attracted to him, you don't have to date the man. I think you're making too much out of something that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Nah, you don't go look at your little short ugly ass. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. That ain't how you do it. Just say, hey, look, I really do appreciate the way you treat my son, and my son absolutely adores you, but I'm not ready to date, I'm not looking to date, and I'm not attracted to anyone at this point.
Okay, to anyone, okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it help the boy get a starting position if she went on in and took one for the team?
I'm trying to tell you, Tommy.
He's a parent of athletes.
Come on now.
He'll be starting for sure. But it'll be wrong to start the boy and he's not qualified.
With no talent.
Yeah, dude, we don't know. I'm tired of participation trophies. Matter of fact, I disagree with him.
Yeah. No talent. All right. All right, Stacy in Missouri City. Moving on to Jarvis in Hyde Park. Jarvis says, I'm 28 and I'm dating a woman that wants everything to happen instantly. We talked about marriage and she pressures me daily to go ring shopping. We talked about houses every day. She sends me links to look at new houses. She has no patience with the process. How do I get her to slow down a bit?
Why don't you shut your damn mouth?
Jarvis.
You need to quit talking about all these rings and houses. You're going to say something about a car, you're going to get that too. You start talking about wardrobe, she's going to want that. Mm. Hey, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to get married right now. And we certainly don't need to look at a house right now. Things need to be in order. She has a biological clock. You have a financial clock. You want to get a couple of things together before you do it. Now put your foot down, Jarvis, with your little scary ass, and shut your mouth.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vicky in Hoboken says, I've been separated from my husband for a year because I had sex with my husband's boss. My husband put me out the house and I live with my mother, but he's still working for the same boss and he goes to lunch and out for drinks with this guy.
What?
How can he be mad at me and still hang out with his boss?
Hold on, whoa. He wasn't married to his boss.
Okay.
See, he was married to you. You took the vows. His boss didn't take the vows. Oh, he got something for boss coming. He working on it. Trust me when I tell you that. He's gonna have the right time. He's staying real close to his enemy. But you out, though. What you worrying about how he's still going out with him when you the one slept with the man? What you worrying about that for? I can assure you your husband looking upside his head. He just waiting on the right moment.
How does this happen, though?
Oh, he gonna toss his life up. I think he's getting some information on his boss. Mm-hmm. He gonna let him have it. Oh, he ain't gonna be working for him long. He want the boss's job.
Oh.
All eyes on me.
Uh-oh, Tupac.
All right.
How last do you one, want it?
How do you feel? All right, last one, Steve. Allison in Stockbridge says, my brother does a lot of pillow talking with his wife, and he recently told her some of my personal business, so she thought it was okay to offer me some advice. I cursed both of them out, and now I'm no longer welcome at family functions. Why is it okay for my brother to be a blabbermouth and I get punished? How is that right?
Oh, wait. So why? Who told you can't come to family functions no more, or you can't go to their house?
Well, somebody in the family, either her brother and his wife or the mother, someone in the family says she's no longer welcome at family functions.
Well, what did you tell your brother?
Yeah.
See,
personal business, she just said.
And it's about, and it got something to do with the other family members, too.
That's what you're thinking. Because all of them are mad and she's not welcome.
She ain't welcome over none of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, let that be a lesson to everybody. It just gets to a certain age. All relationships change. Loyalty has an expiration date. And people that are loyal wind up being loyal to people far longer than they are loyal to you. Your brother's loyalty been ran out for you. You thought y'all was still cool and y'all could talk like y'all did when y'all was kids and growing up and always tell him anything. Well, he got this woman now and he laying down and told her. She came over to you and gave you some advice. You cussed both of them out. When you ain't had no business being mad at nobody but your damn self.
Right.
Telling your own business.
Man.
What?
Stop giving them a pen to stick you with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Uncle Rod just came over last night.
Uh-huh.
And he was flirty with me. And then I told him I would never do that to Aunt Agnes. And then next thing you know, well, he was convinced.
What? That's what she told. That's what she told her brother.
Uh-huh. And, you know, he got the car wash and everything. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you can't go with family function,
what advice did the wife give her, though? That she got so mad, she cursed them out.
You know, why is you caring about a free car wash? Car wash ain't but $13. You know, you done gave yourself away for $13. Uh-huh. Why don't you go out there and start washing your own car and leave Uncle Rogers alone?
Why is it Uncle Rogers?
And she cursed them both out.
Mm. Wait a minute. What? You got a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody to wash your car. Ain't nobody washing my car.
Yeah. Well, that did it.
Yeah. Who told you it was Uncle Rogers anyway? Your damn brother did.
Yeah, see?
Just a mess.
And
all right,
CeeLo. Oh, by the way, don't nobody want you over to the house because I told him. Told Aunt Agnes.
And the mama, huh?
You've done it again, CeeLo. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, we all know that Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka reportedly had a consensual, intimate relationship with a woman working for the team. The Celtics suspended him for the full 22-23 season after the woman complained that he made unwanted comments and harassed her. According to TMZ, the unidentified Celtics staffer arranged team-related travel arrangements for Udoka. And how did the Celtics find out about the relationship? Well, word has it that Udoka showed up at the woman's house, is seen on the Ring camera, and the woman's husband overheard their private conversation on the security camera device.
Damn.
So that's how it happened. That's how it went down.
Yeah. Fellas, write it down, ring. Fellas.
God.
Write it
Wait
down.
A minute,
ring
dog.
Cameras. Write it down.
Lord of Rings.
Wait a minute.
Not Lord of the Rings.
Wait a minute.
Lord of the Rings.
What's
a minute. This dude went over a married woman's house. Stood at her door. And her husband heard the conversation. On the Ring camera.
That's what the reports are. That's what
All that's recorded. That thing records.
So ring sales should go up.
Stupid.
You've
had it, Steve. Now I'm moving for firing.
Wait a minute.
Why you didn't go to the backyard? This don't make no sense.
Why you... How you done went over this married woman's house?
Man.
Come on now.
What man goes over a married woman's house?
Head coach.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Maybe it's just a rumor. Maybe. But it's everywhere. That rumor is everywhere.
Because that sounds stupid. I didn't know the girl was married, for starters.
He on the Ring camera making unwanted comments.
Fellas, get rid of these doorbells. Get rid of these rings if you're listening right now. Get rid of these doorbells.
So now she, if that were true, she had to act like.
He said,
"What about me?"
Okay.
How on my ring?
Yeah.
Hold on. You need to report that to the Celtics.
She played her role.
Wait a minute. But she in the back of her mind. But we've been seeing each other.
There you go, Steve. That's
but
the
nah, the husband that found out, so you got to act stupid.
You
got to lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then you went out there and complained to the Celtics, but then Abadande had to tell them.
What his name
is? Ime Udoka.
Abadande.
At this point, do it really matter what
his name is?
All right, let's get to this story.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to change it right now.
Ain't down, man. Need a new name.
And if he was listening to this show, he probably somewhere going, man, good, Steve. Keep saying that. Maybe they won't know it's me.
Right. All right, in other sports entertainment news, former Green Bay Packer, NFL Hall of Famer, and Mississippi native, you can say his name, Steve, Brett Favre, could be in some serious trouble due to his involvement in one of the state's biggest fraud and embezzlement schemes. According to multiple news outlets, there are text messages showing that former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant helped Brett Favre obtain at least $5 million in welfare funds to help build a new volleyball center at the University of Southern Mississippi. Favre played football at Southern Miss, and his daughter was a volleyball player. In addition, on July 28th of 2019, the former governor wrote, to Favre, use of funds is tightly controlled. Any improper use could result in violation of federal law. There are also new reports released yesterday that Brett Favre also tried to get funds for a football facility. Oh, and get this, former Mississippi Welfare Director John Davis has agreed to cooperate with investigators and has agreed to a plea deal, so Favre could be in some serious, trouble.
He's going to jail.
That's where he
all these teams that's in green, this ain't the time to be in these teams right now. That's these Celtics.
the color green. You're blaming it on the color green.
That's
good. That's good. I ain't see that coming. That's insightful.
Genius.
I am rarely able to admit that to you, but that is really insightful.
Get time to be wearing it. Be in Green Bay or anything.
Green Bay, Green Celtics, Green Pastures of Mississippi. It's all coming back.
Man.
Well, I hope they prosecute him because, you know, you stealing money. It was, Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the country. How dare you?
Absolutely.
How dare you take funds to build a facility? Yeah. Ain't he rich? Can't he build his own?
Yeah, he worth $100 million.
But see, I don't think that they should allow this governor to plead out to participate.
The ex-governor,
Because the governor has to be held to an even higher standard. See, but what prosecutors do is they want the case to go after the bigger fish because it gets more notoriety if it's Brett Favre and they get more reputation. It's really a hateful judicial system we in. But they really need to go after this governor, man, because if he did that, the governor is more at fault than anybody because he can do the real paperwork to get this stuff passed through. I disagree with giving him a plea deal to participate. Hell no,
well,
you got his
ass. There's the governor
and then there's welfare director.
It's
the former welfare director you're talking about. Yeah, who's agreed to the plea deal. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, it's a few people involved in this scandal.
The governor can't get off.
Agreed. None of them should get off.
Speaking of the NFL, it's just been announced that Rihanna will perform at halftime. Rihanna, halftime. I love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Yes. All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, it's Tuesday, so we'll talk about voting. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is Tuesday, and as we previously told you, we here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show will help you stay informed about the very important upcoming midterm elections happening on November 8th. Some of the top issues for the Democrats is abortion, gun control, the economy, and student loan debt. The deadline to register is fastly approaching. Go to whenweallvote.org. There is a list of all October voter registration deadlines by states in alphabetical order. So they have it laid out for you really nicely and succinctly. Please remember your voter registration needs to reflect your current address and your name must be spelled correctly. If you have moved, if you've changed your name in the last year, please check your voter registration status, okay? Again, go to whenweallvote.org.
I can't
November
wait.
8th. It'll be here.
Man.
Because they are trying everything, y'all. I'm telling you, these new laws, these moving these polling stations, these changing these requirements, the Republicans have bitten into the lie that the election was stolen, and they're setting it up to do their form of thievery and then turn around and call it legal.
Right.
But it's the same old, same old. It's called voter suppression. Don't be fooled by these people.
But we need to Steve, how important the midterm elections are, because there's probably some people that are listening that's never voted in midterms. And they don't understand how important the House and the Senate is to support the president.
If we hadn't have turned out and voted last time in the special elections when there was Ossoff and Warnock, Georgia would be red again. And we would be right back. The majority would be right back under the control of the minority again. And you think their policies about abortion is extreme. You wait until they get good control and they start telling you about gay rights and who you can love and where you can go, and they start rescinding stuff. And you don't understand what's going to happen to Medicare if these people get in charge. All it is pull yourself up by your bootstrap. They serious about that. That ain't a theory that they live by in this party. That's their mantra. And they're going to make you do it. And the underserved will be even less served because they leave out the part about pull yourself up by your bootstraps. They leave out the part that so many people are stripped of straps and boots. But it's by their doing because of their policies. Education is unfair because of the amount of money that a certain group or area pays into taxes. So then your children get less of an education than our children who are rich.
Right.
It's the American way.
WhenWeAllVote.org. WhenWeAllVote.org. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, Steve, at 820 at 877-29 Steve, right after this. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to check Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a message, call him, 877-29-STEVE. All right, our first caller is from Alaska, Steve.
Hi, my favorite morning show crew. This is Pamela from Anchorage, Alaska. I love, love, love your show. You guys keep me laughing all the time. I appreciate the updates on elections and what the Republicans are trying to do. We just have to go to the polls en masse and book people out and let them know the power is in the vote. And we have the power. I totally agree with Steve about laughter and can't tell you how many times I have to laugh at myself because of something I hear myself saying or something I've done. The laughter not only makes you feel good, it also works your abs muscles. I laugh with my whole body because there is no shame in my game. Congratulations, Junior. I still don't believe it. By the way, have you guys seen this wife he claims he has? And where is Tommy? Thanks, you guys. Love you so much.
Yeah, we can answer all that question right now. First of all, let's start with Tommy is back. Tommy is explained here. Why he was absent.
I was out. I was. Tommy was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and it is 100% gone.
Yeah,
and the nephew is back.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, if I didn't have God, I wouldn't have nothing, man.
No.
That's boring.
No. No. No, you wouldn't, dog.
Nothing at all.
The second part of your question is, I still can't believe it about Junior. And have you all seen this bride he's supposed to have?
Yes.
Junior, you're up.
Yes. I am married, and I see her every morning. So, therefore, whether you see her or not, really don't really matter to me because she's here. Every
yes.
morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, every morning.
Thank you.
I ain't seen your groom.
Thank you for calling out of Anchorage, Alaska. Let's not be touchy about the marriage stuff, June. You have years of this coming.
Yes.
Get used to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Next caller, Sean.
All right, caller. This caller, Steve, has a relationship question about a guy she's dating and his kids.
Hey, Steve. I've been dating this guy for a couple years, and I'm never invited when his kids want to go out to eat or have an outing with their dad. How should I feel about that?
Well, it's 2 years for you, but you don't know how the children are feeling about the breakup between him and his mom. And, you know, kids are funny, man. And that's all it is. He hasn't invited you because he don't think they're ready. And he's not ready also to make the introduction and the explanation. And then you don't know what the conditions is with his ex-wife. Because if his ex-wife find out about you and find out that he taking him eating with you, then visitations could get cut into. It's a number of things to come into play. I wouldn't feel horrible about it. I would focus on the way he treats you and the things you all are talking about and the plans that you all are making. And eventually you'll meet the kids and everything.
When you think she's going to meet the kids? How long you think
after they finalize what they are? Because right now they don't have a finalization on their relationship, I don't think.
2 years. Okay.
She say they dating. She didn't say we fiancé or nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know? All right.
Wow.
Last caller. This is about your funny marital advice, Steve.
Hey, Steve Harvey and Morning Crew. I want to give you guys a great shout out. I just want to say, Steve Harvey, you're doing a great job. The episode between you and Junior, when you talked about getting married, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time, man. Junior, you're incredible. Steve, you're incredible. And that should be a skit. Later.
Yeah. Tell me what happened. I missed that. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know, Tommy.
Man, we had so many. He was giving me the rules. He was giving me the rules about being married, Junior. But I said I had to do what I had to do first. He said first. Multiple things is what you need to learn.
Yeah.
What you do first.
Junior. Junior knew nothing.
Yeah. Tommy, he in trouble, dog. He in trouble.
Coming up next, it is a prank phone call from the nephew who is back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is just burn the whole RV. Just burn the whole RV. All right, we'll find out what that's all about. Yeah, I don't know. But right now, it is time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Let me see if I can slide back up into this stupid position and just get settled in. You know, I ain't been stupid in about a month, so it's kind of...
Are you saying that?
Well, you know, you're getting back into stupid. It's kind of difficult, you know. I'm trying to find my way back to stupid. So it's bad.
I don't know how you struggling with that.
Right. No, I'm like, what?
I ain't been stupid in a month. You understand?
Excuse me.
What, Steve?
See, here's the hard part. This is the part that I've been trying to get you to learn your entire life. You are stupid. Yeah, it's not an act.
You ain't got to get into it.
It's in his DNA.
Wake up.
It's not a character. It is what it is.
It's not a character.
Here I go.
I'm sticking to I have not been stupid in a month, but I'm back in here. I'm trying to find my way. Mm-hmm. Waking up my stupid muscles, getting them together. Mm-hmm. And this right here is a love deposit. Love deposit.
Okay.
Cat dog, if you would.
You're doing all right with the stupid, Tommy.
I ain't stupid enough to have no being somebody dough ring in front. I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. That's good.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tiffany.
This is Tiffany. Who's calling?
This is Karan. How you doing?
Hey, I don't know.
I know we've been going back and forth on the site, talking, and we haven't, you know, really talked yet. So,
It's okay. I just wasn't expecting a call, but yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you, though.
You know, I mean, we've been talking for. Well,
a long time.
Well, texting and on the site for at least, 5 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been really, I'm glad you called. For real, seriously. Like, and I love your voice. So I'm excited. Hey, what's up?
You got anything going on this weekend?
I don't think so. I just have to, like, you know, go grocery shopping or whatever. But, like, other than that, I'm pretty open. What's up?
I was thinking maybe we get together, get a drink or two, just, you know, kind of hang out
a little bit,
feel each other out. If you're feeling that, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's cool. We can get together. I'm interested, you know, like I'm happy you called and I would love to see you this weekend. You got a place in mind, like area?
I was thinking about letting you pick something because, you know, I'd rather go somewhere where you're comfortable, an atmosphere that you're used to. I think that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. Well, let me look. Let me find out. I'll get back to you on that. But, yeah, I'm down for sure.
Just want to hang out a little bit.
Me too.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Good. What's good for you? You know, if you want to do or Saturday, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do Saturday to give me, you know, some time to, like, you know, get myself together.
Okay.
6 or 7?
Text me, you know, the location or whatever, wherever you want me to meet.
Okay, cool.
You know, I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
Hey,
I can't wait to see you.
One more thing. Okay, let's do this first. Tell me this. What are we wearing? So I don't want to be overdressed or underdressed.
I don't really trip on that. First day could be chill. Like, I'm not, you know, we don't have to do, like, a $500 dinner or nothing like that. You don't need on a tux. Gotcha. This ain't the Rock Nation brunch, you know?
All right. But if you don't mind, if I could get you to do something for me, could I give you my Cash App?
For what?
Well, what I want to do is, you know, sometimes these things actually go wrong. You know, I don't see it going wrong with me and you because we've had, you know, the way we've been chit-chatting and going back and forth on the site, things have been really, really well. You know, but, you know, I would like to get, you know, like a love deposit of $250. That way, if this go wrong, at least I haven't wasted my time. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I'm just processing what just happened. You said you want me to get your Cash App and send you a love deposit of $200 and something?
$250. Like, you know, that way if this don't go right, you know, then at least I have a, you know, it's a love, it's like a love deposit. You know, if it goes right, you know, then I give it back to you. If it don't go right, you know, at least I haven't wasted my time. You see what I'm saying?
Karan, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah.
Okay. This is super weird. And, I don't even really know what to say, like, other than you could probably lose my number. Like, you a weak dude. Like, don't call me. Like, you're corny. I'm not interested. You're a bum. Like, I'm straight. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Okay, hold on. I wasn't all that.
No,
I wasn't all that.
Really talk about.
We've been talking for 5 weeks. Everything been good. We've been on the site talking to each other. But you're weak, though.
You trying to ask me for a Cash App? For real? A love deposit? How corny are you? Are you serious? Seriously?
Okay, listen, you got to be out of your mind. Tiff, on the real, if you believe in yourself, then you want your deposit back. You know what I'm
if
saying?
If I believe in myself, get your fool ass out of here. You have lost your in mind, okay? Would you please, like, gather your thoughts? Because I don't know who you think you're talking to, for real. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to do two things. Lose my f***ing number and don't look for me. For real, straight up. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid. You ignorant. For real, straight up.
Okay. Show me where I'm wrong. If you believe in yourself, though.
If I believe in myself, ass dude, what you mean if I believe in myself? If you believe in yourself, your ass will move around, get off the phone, and stop wasting my time. For real. I'm about to hang up right now. For real.
Okay, listen, this is a violation of my faith, straight up.
Okay,
before you hang up, though. Hey, you can go your way. I can go mine. You don't want to cash out me to $250. Cool. Got
I ain't
that.
I cash out to $250. Punk ass dude.
Okay, cool. Hey, it is. It is what it is. Is this your loss, though, Tiff? This your loss.
You got to be out of your rabbit ass mind. Ain't no losses here. Ain't no losses. Okay. But this is
okay.
a lesson.
Okay. You know what? I knew this was going to happen. You know, when a brother tried to be real, this is what happened.
Hey, you might as well. Hey, turn around, go the other direction. Lock yourself up. Seriously. You want to talk about black men and brotherhood? Like, it's a wrap for you. We don't need you out here. You're useless. Straight up. Like, don't call me. Destroy yourself. For real. I'm done with it. Goodbye.
Okay. Can I tell you something else before you leave real quick?
What?
I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Lachey got me to prank phone call you.
This is crazy.
Your sister, Lachey, said you got to get my sister. She been on the line. She been on this dating site talking to this guy.
Where is she at? This is stupid.
Oh man, we got you, baby. We got you good.
Yeah, y'all did. This is crazy. I'm gonna get her. This is crazy.
I tell you what.
I'm glad you're not real.
Tell me this: what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're stupid back. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, never left. Yes, never right. left.
Okay. Stupid and cancer free. Hello. Mm. Hey.
What a combination.
Now that's a t-shirt right there.
Boy, right, slowly nephew. Coming back.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. All right, coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject, just burn the whole RV. The whole RV, just burn it down to the ground.
You don't burn half an RV. If you're going to burn it, you got to get all of it.
We'll get into it, find out what that's all about in just a few. Again, the Strawberry Letter subject is just burn the whole RV. We'll be back to get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us.
Oh, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it before you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Now, though, you put some extra sexy on that. I know you did. I know you did.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, just burn the whole RV. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am married to a diehard football fan, and we met in college. We went to an HBCU, and for years, we have tailgated with friends and family before home games. I had a minor surgery, so I had to miss the first home game. When we tailgate, we take our RV to the stadium, hook up our deep fryer and our grill, and get to cooking early in the morning. It's what we do. I found out recently that my husband did that and a lot more while I was at home recuperating. My girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV in the morning of the game, and she FaceTimed me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. I was tickled at how messy she was being. A few hours later, she texted me and said she was about to FaceTime me again, but she told me to put my phone on mute. I got the call and I watched my phone as she showed me 3 women that I had never seen before drinking and having a great time in our RV. Then my friend panned over to my husband, and he had a tiny redhead woman sitting on his lap, sitting on his leg. It was so loud, so I couldn't hear what they were saying. My friend said she met the woman. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusions. My only response was that I was going to burn the whole RV up with my husband in it. I saw this with my own eyes, so there was nothing my husband could say to me to make me believe he's not a cheater. He's accused my friend of starting this mess, but I never told him who told me. He claims he's not dumb enough to have this woman in our RV in front of our friends if he was trying to have sex with her. Does he think I'm dumb? Should I believe that this was just innocent fun? Okay. You know what? I really didn't know how to take this letter at first, because it kind of made me laugh.
I do.
It kind of made me laugh, Steve, when she said she saw a tiny redheaded woman sitting on his lap. I just pictured a little doll on his lap in my head at first. But then
you're the only one that pictured that, Shirley. I can tell you that right now.
I pictured it. Tiny. Anyway, then your friend said, don't jump to conclusions. Talk to your husband first. And who were these other 3 women? I mean, where did they come from? It's like he was just waiting for you to take a day off or something so he could really, really have some fun. But in what world is another woman sitting on your husband's leg innocent fun? I don't know any. Nowhere. And it's not okay. Your so-called friend was dead wrong, and the only reason she would be doing something like this is to be messy, as you said in your letter. She should be mad. So you should be mad at her and your husband. Her for not minding her own business, and your husband for allowing just some random chick, a tiny little redheaded woman, to sit her butt on his leg. And please don't believe your husband's lies when he says, baby, is not what you think. When you clearly saw him and this little bitty woman with the red hair in real time with your own eyes. This is something you and your husband need to discuss. You need to talk about this amongst yourselves and not with your girlfriend and her husband and all that. I mean, you know, as far as burning up the whole RV, I understand, you know, why you feel that way because you saw all this going on. I know you're not going to do that. You were just in the moment. But you and your husband need to talk, honey, and find out what's going on. Steve?
Are we about to disagree? Well, that's what the strawberry letter is for. See, this letter right here, really, you know how I say oftentimes behind every moment of adversity, there is a lesson and a blessing? Mm-hmm. I want you all to see behind this moment of adversity. I'm going to point out the lesson in this, and I'm going to point out the blessing in this. You're married to a diehard football fan. Y'all met in college, went to HBCU, tailgated with friends and family before the home games. So you had surgery, and you had to miss the first game. We tailgate, you take our RV to the stadium, hook up the deep fry, grill, get to cooking early in the morning. And she said, quite assuredly, this is what we do. And I got to tell you something, sounds like fun to me. Man, girl, I often miss a lot of those regular things in life that I wish I could do. My boys be going to the homecoming game and be sending me pictures. All my frat boys sitting around, man. I wish I could go. But I can't, because it ain't that way. So I found out recently that my husband did that and a lot more while I was home recuperating. My girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV in the morning of the game. She FaceTimed me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. That's the key statement in this whole letter. She FaceTimed you to rub it in and show you what you was missing. Oh, she FaceTimed you for way more than that, and she knew it. She's always been jealous of the fact that you and your husband have an RV, and they got to come visit, because they little ragged ass ain't got nothing but tickets to the game. They got a little car with a hatchback on it. It don't even open up and turn into nothing.
Hang on, Steve.
What a poor-ass tailgating-ass friends you got.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject just burned the whole RV. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject just burned the whole RV.
The truth of this letter is, behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. I've said this many times, and I'm going to show it to you in this letter. Here, this woman and her husband been tailgating for years to go to HBCU. They get there early in the morning, family and friends. They set up the deep fry, and they get to grilling. And she said, it's what we do. I said, I miss those days. I wish I could go back and do that sometime, but I can't. So I wish I could. And then you found out, and then you had a little surgery, so you missed the first game. Now, y'all been doing this for years. First game, your husband go anyway. While I was home recuperating, your girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV the morning of the game, and she faced me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. And this, I said, is the key to this whole letter. She FaceTimed you to rub it in and show you what you was missing. Now, she didn't call to show you what you was missing in a good way. Girl, you missing it, we partying. No, none of that right there. And because you said I was tickled at how messy she was being. It tickled you. Oh, you laughing now? Because that ain't why she FaceTimed you. She didn't FaceTime you to tickle you. See, your reaction was not what she wanted. What is all having all that fun without me? Because she jealous. She jealous of your relationship. She jealous of your happiness. She jealous of your RV because they ain't got one. They got that little ragged-ass hatchback, and when they open it up, it don't turn into nothing. It ain't big enough. They ain't got no damn deep fry. They ain't got no grill. They got that little tiny ass grill that sit on the three legs. You can't put but two burgers on that damn thing. Y'all got that whole set of
burgers.
And her jealous ass. Yeah, she got that little Weber. Well, you can't put nothing but eight pieces of charcoal in there. And then it get real hot. You can't touch it for 2 days. Right. Damn, they got to leave it at the stadium. So now, here we go. Her little jealous, messy ass. A few hours later, she texted me and said she was about to FaceTime me again, but she told me to put my phone on mute. See, you know why? Because, see, you handled her reaction the first time too wrong. You was tickled at her being messy. And she messy and she jealous. She jealous of your happiness. So now here she go. I got the call and I watched my phone as she showed me three women that I had never seen before drinking and having a great time in our RV. She showed you three women that had never been in RV. She ain't show you none of the other men that could have been in that too, see. Then my friend panned over to my husband, and he had a tiny redhead woman sitting on his leg. It was so loud, I couldn't hear what they were saying. My friend said she met the woman. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusion. My only response was that I was going to burn that whole RV up. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. So now, you pan over a little tiny redhead sitting on his lap. That's not his fault.
That's just funny to me. Sorry.
They had the RV open. Tiny redhead, little white lady came in and just sitting up there. Now the RV full. Ain't nowhere for her to sit.
Whatever.
She done sat down on big dude's lap because he big, he strong, you know. Nah, they talking, but you can't hear what they said. And the reason she put it on mute, mm-hmm, because they were so loud you can't hear what they said, because they wasn't talking about nothing. I could assure you, mm-hmm, if they was just partying, it got a little bit out of hand. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusion. She wants you to jump to a conclusion and talk about talk to your husband. Why would you invite something like that in a person's marriage with your low-down stank behind?
But the woman with the tiny redhead was
I saw this with my own eyes, so there was nothing my husband could say to make me believe he is not a cheater. Why? How is he cheating? How is he cheating? That's not cheating.
Huh? What was she doing on his lap?
Damn it, I'm sorry. That's not cheating.
That's right.
Because she didn't see him.
It's inappropriate. Yeah. It doesn't look good, but that ain't cheating.
At all.
You know what cheating is, and you're trying to make more out of it than it is. Oh. He's accused my friend of starting this mess. He's absolutely correct, mm-hmm, but I never told him who told me. He knows it's her. Because ain't nobody else in there would have did it. Who else would have called you? Ain't nobody got your number but your messy-ass friend, who I must inform you is not your friend. She ain't never been your friend. She jealous of your life. She jealous of what you got. She don't want you to have nothing because she ain't got nothing. He claims he's not dumb enough to have this woman in our RV in front of our friends if he was trying to have sex with her. Bam! Ditto. Who do that? It was dumb what he did. But he ain't trying to have sex with the chick, and he was not in the trailer cheating. Does he think I'm dumb? Nah, but your girlfriend know it. Should I believe this is innocent fun? That's all it was, some innocent-ass fun.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey
FM
on Instagram.
Need to burn that friendship down you got with that lady. That's what you need to get rid of.
A little bitty tiny redhead. On Instagram and Facebook, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we got Junior. We'll see what it is, sports talk or marriage talk, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the newly married Junior and sports talk.
Yeah, come on, Pippin, man. What's this?
I'm not really myself this morning, so just excuse the voice. I ain't trying to be extra sexy because I really can't get no more sexy. So this is it really was happening. Hey, what's up, Shirley? What's happening?
Hey, Pimpin.
No, right. Hey, what's happening, Chocolate?
What's going on, Pimpin?
Everything good? Hey, what's up, Mississippi?
Lovely.
Yeah, they call her the mouth of the South. I know that's right. Pretty little thing. Y'all some pretty girls on this show right here.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all need to holler at her, brother. You know, get your mind right.
Yeah.
You need meet, you know, meet somebody, give you some direction. Come on, Jamie.
Yeah, right. Here we go, man. Bears over to Texas, man. I know you already picked that one, Pimpin', man. Titans over the Raiders, 24-22, man. The Colts. Ooh.
It was a bad week for the pimp.
You got pimp this down. One right, though. You picked this pimping. Upset pick of the week. The
Miami.
Dolphins over the Bills. Yes,
I told you.
21-19. The Vikings, man, over the Lions. 28-24.
And, man, the Lions did what the Browns did the other week. Gave that game win in the last minute.
It was, man. It
damn,
was
Detroit.
Pick this one, Pimpin. The Ravens over the Patriots, 37-26. Pay that man.
That was a hallelujah moment right there. And this boy had all kind of touchdowns. They're going to have to pay Lamar so much damn money.
Yeah, they are. The Bengals over the Jets, 27-12. Oh, man, Jets didn't even show up, man. Ah. That's all right, though, because you got this one, Pimpin. The Eagles over the Commanders, 24-8. Come on, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's that dude. He a Q. The quarterback is a Q.
Yeah.
I don't really talk about that when I'm in this voice, but just know that I feel very closely related to that. Go ahead, Jalen.
Yeah, here we go, Pimpin. Panthers over the Saints, 22-14.
That's a all damn shame. Right.
And here really goes Shocker here. Nobody saw this one. The Jaguars over the Chargers, 38-10. Where
oh, man, look out. Finna be some more upsets this year. Jaguar got a running game.
Can you believe this was the Packers and the Buccaneers? The Packers, 14, Bucks, 12.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah. And here go your last one, Pimpin. The Broncos over the 49ers, 11-10. And the last one, Russell Wilson pulled it off. Yeah, he did.
Man, I love Russell Wilson, but I had picked the 49ers, though. But I'm glad Russell proved me wrong, because I love that dude, man.
Yeah, man. Last
him and Sierra, they look like they real happy.
Yeah, that's sports
talk.
Hey,
bye, ladies. We'll see y'all next time. Maybe my voice will feel like
thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a Facebook listener who wants some advice from you, Steve, about the pros and cons of dating a stripper. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, so a Facebook listener, Steve, on anyway, he wrote this. Uncle Steve, his name is Ricky. Uncle Steve, I need some guidance. Last week, I met a cool, fine girl while out with some friends. She's funny and simply gorgeous. We exchanged numbers and are going to go out. While texting, though, she told me she worked as a stripper. Just for the money, she says. I'm not sure how I feel about this or if I'm even up for it. Somehow, this became a whole other level of pressure or issues that I wasn't prepared for. She said she didn't do anything to cause, and she didn't do anything to cause it. Dog, it's all me. Uncle Steve, My homie said I should do like a list, like what are the pros and cons of dating a stripper? I really don't want to deal with games, jealousy, flakiness, or anything like that. But I also feel bad for not giving someone a fair shot just because of their job, or really what their job once was. Am I wrong? His name is Ricky.
Hey man, she's so fine. You trying to find a way not to have a problem with this job. But dog, you gonna have a problem with the job, dog. And you say jealousy is gonna be, that's gonna be one of them. You know, working hours is gonna be one of them. Ain't a lot of late night dating because she up on that pole. Mm-hmm. You know, then what she gotta do to get money?
And lunches.
You know, she gonna be out there stripping. Everybody looking at what you want to be yours. Now, if you can handle that type of stuff, then go ahead. I'm not that guy. So
you ain't never fell in love with no stripper? Every man ain't fell in love with a stripper.
I made a song about it.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Dog, let me tell you something. I worked, when I was young, I worked at the Cheetah Strip Club for 2 weeks. Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I was a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
$1,000 a week. I couldn't turn that down. And the dressing room was right next to the strippers. I think by the end of the week, I had asked four of them to marry me.
So it's possible.
I think it was four.
You proposed four times?
Yeah. Because, dog, I'm sitting in the dressing room talking to them naked. I'm looking at them naked. They was perfect.
They was
perfect.
Yes.
I'm talking about when they had stepped out under them blue lights, they were still gorgeous. Fine. And I was going, I could marry her. And I'm just talking. I was trying to talk them off the pole. You know, get out on the road and make a committed life with me. You know. Uh-huh. But I will say she's fine. I appreciate you being honorable, trying to say that you don't want to judge a person by what they do. But we get judged by what we do all the time.
All the time.
And some things, I don't think you're cut out for this because you have too many questions going in. You ain't even in love yet. You're 28, dog. But see, he wants something. This girl's so fine.
You mean like
he
a future,
her.
Like a...
Man, I'm telling you how fine this girl is. And she's funny. And she's just doing it for the money. Now, the problem being is when you complain, here's what women have to remember. When a man comes to you complaining about how you are, if he's going to complain and offer criticism of how you are, he must then be standing there with a solution.
Right.
See, that's the only way complaining and criticism work.
Pay me to get off the pole. Pay me off the pole.
You have to be standing there with a solution, or else it's just criticism. I don't like what you do. Okay. Okay, cool. What you want me to do? Just get a job. Okay. Where? Anywhere. Okay. How much do this anywhere job pay? This is what I'm making. See, that's the problem. And that's where men don't get it, and that's where a lot of women don't understand. Yes, sir.
We should go on a field trip at the strip club just so we can understand more. All of us should go together. I mean, I just...
I don't want to go with Shirley and Carl and them. I don't like it. I'm old school. I don't believe women belong in strip clubs personally myself. And I don't see how I could possibly say or feel the same thing I'm going to feel with some woman looking upside my head.
And you know we will. I thought he just meant the guys.
In
I really
strip clubs.
Yeah, just the guys go.
Man, go back and do what y'all do. Get out of our stuff.
All right, look, more of today's trending stories coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In a wide-ranging interview on Good Morning America last week, Kanye West talked about a lot of things. Possible 2024 presidential run. Here we go again. And, of course, he couldn't not talk about Kim Kardashian, his relationship with her. Kanye apologized for, quote, any stress he's caused her, but he said he's had to fight for a voice in the post-marriage life. As for his presidential dreams, Kanye said he absolutely plans to give the White House another shot at some point. He said that time wasn't in God's time, he said of the third-party bid that garnered him just 60,000 votes back in 2020. So he might do it again in 2024.
60,000 food. At least we know it's 60,000 food.
Uh-huh.
Just wasting your damn vote with your stupid ass. Voting for somebody you know ain't going to win. Oh, and then they love that because it might be 60,000 might just be the number to sway an election it did in Georgia.
Yeah.
And so they love to see us do this. I'm telling you, that's why they done put that nothing ass Herschel Walker up. This dude.
He's still out there.
Bro. Yeah.
What?
Bro, you should see his commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm not as educated and well-spoken as Ossoff, as Warnock with all his suits on and stuff. Yeah. Oh, don't be trying no reverse psychology. Your ass is stupid.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, think about this, would you rather be chased by a bear or a cougar?
B. Oh, man.
A cougar? Really?
Yeah, cougar? They're fast now. They might catch
you. A cougar going to catch you, dog. I think B.
Listen to me. Bears run 40 miles an hour. You're not getting away with either one. Wait. Are y'all crazy? Do you really
I thought a bear was slower.
A bear run 40 miles an hour.
Oh, I didn't know.
What are you talking about? A cougar about what? 70?
So it's just a matter of who's going to catch you first?
No, listen to me.
Don't get mad.
Damn it, did y'all see Revenant?
Well, you got evidence now?
They done made a movie about a bear.
Uh-huh.
You ain't never seen them make no movie about no damn cougar.
We can't whoop either one of them.
But you at least, you can't do nothing with that damn bear. Nothing. 9 feet tall when he stand up. At least this cougar something, man.
First, I got a shot with that cougar.
You ain't ever seen nobody whoop a bear. Dog, I'm taking the cougar. Y'all don't understand, man. You better take that cat. This damn bell. Man,
not the movie
crazy.
He pulled out on us.
I know. I can't believe he saw the movie.
I can't believe he saw it.
Revenant, I watched it twice. That bear tore his ass up. All through his clothes, cutting his ass. And the bear honorary, he double back round on his ass, and he thought he was all right. Man, give me that damn cougar. Let me deal with it.
It's the cougar for you. All right.
Oh, man.
Definitely would have been.
I'm going to go with it. All right, now. He's got a good point.
Bro, listen to me. Don't y'all do that. I'm from the country. Do not do that.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Because that bear can get up in the tree and everything. Right. He hail, man. That bear and they honorary.
Okay. All right. Steve, cougar it is. Cougar all around. All right. Would you rather sneeze uncontrollably once every day or get the hiccups for 15 minutes a day? Sneeze uncontrollably once a day.
Hiccup.
For 15 minutes a day?
But how long
I'm sneezing?
Once a day.
Oh, yeah.
But uncontrollably sneezing, though.
But how long do it last?
Yeah. Just
once a day, uncontrollably. When it's done, it's done.
If it's once a day, it's sound control.
Would you rather? What would you rather do? Just answer it.
I'd rather sneeze than hiccup.
Sneeze or hiccup.
I'd rather do that.
That's it.
If I sneeze one time, I just want to sneeze one time. Come out of nowhere. Or hiccup for 15
uncontrollably,
minutes.
Uncontrollably,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, my boy JC, he hiccup 3 days at a time.
All right. That's today's crazy round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after, last break, and Steve's closing right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. We got to talk about this just for a moment, Steve, before we get to your closing. And closing the show. In trending weather news, as Florida prepares for hurricane/storm Ian, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for all 67 counties in the state. This will make more resources available for storm preparation and will also activate members of the Florida National Guard to be put on standby ahead of Storm Ian's arrival. To all of our Floridian listeners out there, please be safe and please evacuate when you're ordered to do so. And please listen to the local city authorities. All right. And we are definitely praying for you and we'll keep you updated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's heading to Florida. Safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. Yep. Maybe Tampa area. Not really sure.
Yeah. But another serious storm. Yeah.
We can't play with these storms.
No. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You better not play with it.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, no. We have learned. We have learned. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of listeners in Florida.
Yeah. And we love you.
Stay
updated. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you posted for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any questions I can help anybody with? Any questions you like on behalf of anybody? Well,
look at Junior looking at his notes.
Yeah. He's about to write a book.
Yeah. He is.
You are not where a newlywed is supposed to be, Junior. Why? What is all these questions for?
Hey, man. Hey, man. I did a thing, okay? And I did it because she was fine. Yeah, I got married. Yeah, I did a nice thing. I got married, okay? Now, I love her. Now, trying to keep her is what I'm working on. And I find out that I'm not well-equipped. So that's why I keep asking the question. Now, if you're going to criticize her, you need to have a solution. I need. That's what I learned today.
Don't ever criticize a woman without a solution. Criticize, because what you think is constructive criticism is nothing but criticism without a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of guys don't understand. You can't go to your woman like that, man. Because now she's sitting up here going, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, this is what we're doing? And then you finna find out a whole lot of stuff that you didn't know about yourself.
Uh-huh.
You're about to get checked.
Okay,
like, you know, I married you in spite of your height. You know.
Just shots fired, Steve.
Wow. Stuff you can't even really.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it, Junior. Yeah.
You know, so always remember that. What else you want to ask me?
No, I just got that. I remember that. Now, I'm still trying to work out this 85-15. And now I'm
get that. It's already worked out. Yeah, you don't have to work out nothing. You don't get no more. You get 15%. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 85-15. And it's okay. Because the way it's set up, Junior, is if you can love and appreciate the 15, embrace the 15%. And make that yours. And if she honors that 15%, you have a small space that's yours.
Hey, Steve, I've heard a lot of younger men say, like these millennial guys, say, well, I'm not going to get with her if she's not bringing anything to the table. She got to bring something to the table, too.
Yeah, but see, that's why women are far more educated than men today.
Mm-hmm.
Because women have heard this. But the mistake that men are making is you can't say this and then not hold up your end of the bargain. If she has a man, she still has some requirements of him. And the problem with these young guys today is I ain't getting no woman ain't bringing nothing to the table.
Right.
Well, now guess what? When she come to the table with something, you know what now has to happen? You have to have a bigger table setting than her.
Come on. You better have something to talk about.
You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to invite this educated, well-equipped, self-sufficient, credit-worthy boss lady into the relationship. And now guess what? She brings all that with her. So now unless you are more credit-worthy, a bigger table setting, and you bringing in more, now what you want now?
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you bring?
Hard to be king when you ain't.
Say that again.
So let me get this right on. So now you want me to go table shopping?
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah. So
6 months. Six.
So. So I got to go down to IKEA today and get them to move this table I'm at. Oh. Get this out.
IKEA? It's going to take you 3 months to put that together.
the day.
You better not lose. You better not lose one screw either.
You're in trouble.
I thought I had this all together. I just don't. Baby, if you listen, I'm gonna get it right. I promise I am.
But you went to counseling. You went to premarital counseling, right?
I did. No, we did.
Too late.
Yeah, we did.
One day.
But I can tell you right now, Unc.
The minister don't know what I know.
But, Unc, I'm going to tell you right now, Unc. I have not used anything in premarital counseling yet.
No. Junior, how old was you, the minister?
75.
How much?
75.
75. What? How many times has he been married?
Twice, I believe.
Not enough. I got him beat. Three times. Not enough. And I'm way more worldly than him. Way more worldly than him.
This ignorant show.
His damn marriage, he's generated. That thing is 75. The hell is you talking to him?
He don't know nothing, Steve.
Now, when you pull out your calculator. Next time, next time you meet a woman on MySpace. Hey, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.